Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, September the 8th. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And for obvious reasons, this hour, we're going to reach out and just wrap our arms around all y'all up in the Winder area.
How about that?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Earl County, all y'all. You're getting a big old Sam, Greg, and Noel, 92.9 The Game. Hug, love from us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's quite fitting. But folks, Friday night on the Scoreboard Show, if you weren't listening, or maybe you were, you had a chance to hear from the athletic director, an Appalachian High School athletic director and assistant principal, Ralph Neely, was gracious enough to join Chris Parker and I. And the first thing we just want to know how he and the rest of his faculty members there in the community were doing.
Sam, we're all right. Thank you for asking, and we appreciate you and Coach Parker and the way you guys have reached out to show support and ask how you can help and what you guys can do. It means a lot, and it goes a long way.
Well, Ralph, appreciate you joining us. And, you know, I'm an assistant superintendent for the school district in my real life. And, you know, I know the devastation, and I'm just, you know, I know we're all devastated for you guys. But can you tell us a little bit about the support that you guys have gotten the last couple of days?
Overwhelming in a positive way. And we live in a wonderful community. You guys are familiar with our community. It's a roll up your sleeves and get to work group. And they've done just that. From outside of the community, we know, Sam, as you mentioned, the Georgia Athletic Directors Association. I will tell anybody that will listen, the best people in this world are high school athletic directors. We compete on the fields and on the courts 10 months out of the year, but 12 months out of the year, we truly love and support each other. And it's not superficial, it's sincere. And our colleagues and friends from all over the state have reached out just to, you know, check in on us, make sure that we're okay, and then, you know, ask what can they do, not just now, but in the future as we move forward and rebuild.
Yeah, coaches, you know, nobody – I agree, Sam. Athletic directors, some of the greatest people,
yeah.
Okay? Coaches, athletic directors, and just so just heartfelt what we feel for Appalachia and you guys, Coach. But what, you know, it doesn't, you don't go to school to prepare for this, right? But it's these moments when the leaders are really needed, right? And what can our leaders, what can people do to support you and your school?
You know, first is prayer. Cover up our kids and our staff in prayer. And, you know, we'll you know, figure out ways of individually of how to cope with it. But we all need help in different ways with that. And it starts with, you know, with being covered up with prayer. After that, I hate to give a generic answer, but I really don't know right now. You know, as we navigate through the process, I'm sure there's going to be things that pop up that, you know, we just weren't prepared for in the rebuilding process, and it'll be an immediate need. But I can tell you, like you said earlier, the support is overwhelming, and there are so many entities that have reached out that I truly believe anything that we ask for, that we tell somebody we need, they'll make it happen. So we'll figure it out. You know, we'll learn as we go through this process. Like you said, we won't. There's not a book for how to recover from it, but we'll navigate it individually and as a family.
And when we think of family, we think of the photos that have been posted of Coach Richard Aspinwall. Tell us a little bit about Coach first of all, and then something possibly that people can do if they want to show support for the family.
Yeah, Coach Aspinwall, one of a kind. He was a quiet, strong man. As an athletic director, I can tell you he was a really good math teacher, a really good football coach, a really good faculty member. He was a great husband and a wonderful father. And those two are the things that really defined him. And after every football game, to see his little girls embrace him in the end zone, regardless of the outcome, regardless of how the game went, it was, you know, true love. And that's how he's defined. He was a football coach. He was a math teacher. But he was just an exceptional husband, father, and friend.
Man. And that, our heart goes out to him, Coach. That's all I can tell you. I just really the support we saw from the whole state, people reaching out.
The governor.
But I know Jefferson painted the field differently. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach, I took my daughter to school today in Pickens County, and they had a group praying for Appalachia, you know. So some you've seen, some you haven't. But I can assure you that you got a lot of support in the state of Georgia, and people are here for you.
I don't know if you've seen a lot of the teams are putting the A on their helmet, on the back of their helmets tonight from one end of the state to the other. Just saw a picture down in Henry County, Eagles Landing and Stockbridge before the game, both teams gathering at the center of the field. You're being thought of across this state tonight.
We're not aware of all of that and probably won't be, but I can guarantee you we feel it. Our coaches feel it. Our kids feel it. We had a quick meeting with our football team yesterday, softball and volleyball today. Not a lot of words were said, but a lot of hugs and tears were shed. But we all feel that love and support that we're getting from everywhere.
Yeah. You're having a gathering. Is it Sunday? Everybody's going to come together. What exactly is planned?
Yes, sir. There has been, you know, again, our community is wonderful and very supportive, and just a bunch of warriors. And there has been a continual set of vigils. There's one that happened about an hour and a half ago at Jug Tavern, downtown Winder, and another one at Victor Lord Park. You know, a lot of support. We're going to open up our stadium Sunday night at 8:00 for our faculty and our students. And it'll really be the first time that they step back on campus in one of our facilities since earlier this week. And it's just led by our student athlete leadership team. We've got wonderful kids that are, you know, handling some adult situations right now, and they're doing it wonderfully. Very resilient, and it'll be led by them. And it's just another opportunity for us to be able to lay our eyes on our kids and our faculty and put our arms around them, you know, remind them, because they know, but remind them that we love them.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight. Once again, is there anything that an email address or anything, or did you want us to pass along just to remind people?
Yeah. There is a, you know, our community has the Barrow Community Crisis Fund. It's used in a lot of different ways, but in crisis like these, to support all entities involved. There are GoFundMe pages for each family, separate individual families. We've been very fortunate with a lot of our local businesses that have reached out and handled a lot of possible expenses that they might have. Even the Arthur Blank Foundation, Atlanta Falcons, and some of their outstanding men reached out and just asked what can they do to help. We're pretty good, as good as can be, in covering those aspects. But the Barrow Community Crisis Fund is something that's really going to continue in supporting our kids and our community with grievance counselors and other forms of counseling starting next week. And it'll be, you know, ongoing, because it's not something they'll be able to support us as we navigate through this for a long time.
Yeah, they will. And Sam, let me say, this is a situation that nobody asked for, nobody's prepared for, but these young people at Appalachia have the right people leading them. Ralph Neely, Coach Hancock, these guys were not asked to be in this situation, but I just commend you guys, Coach, for the leadership you are doing and you're going to continue to do.
Thank you. We appreciate that, and we understand it's a calling.
Yeah.
That Coach Jim Yike is a perfect example. He teaches math with us. Track and field coach has been doing it since God created man and earth, it feels like. And he was been questioning why in the world at year 37 am I still choosing to come to work, and why in the world are you guys still letting me come to work?
Mm-hmm.
And just yesterday in a big embrace, he said, I have the answers to those questions now. It's because I've got kids that need me to be strong and need to feel my love, and I can't think of a better person to do that. And he is just one example of really 180 of our mm-hmm. faculty that are champions in that regard.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us at this very, very difficult time. We're going to keep reminding people to go to the Barrow Community Crisis Fund to help people and help the young people there at the school and the families. And we thank you, Reverend. Anything going forward you need us to pass along, please send it our way, and we'll be more than happy to do that. And thank you for spending some time with us this evening.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks, we appreciate you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. That is that's Ralph Neely, Athletic Director. And once again, that is the Barrow Community Crisis Fund. And we'll say that some more as we go along this morning. But like now, it's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning with Noel. And we got Selah coming up next. Stay with us. Sports Radio, 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com, and to Sam and Greg on the Sunday morning, 8th day of September. Hey, what do Peter Sellers, Sam Nunn, former Senator Sam Nunn, Bernie Sanders, and Wiz Khalifa.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Now, that's a combination. You'll walk them all right on the
stage.
Thank
you. That's right. That's right. I could have done it like this. I could have done Pink Wiz Khalifa and Garrett Cole, pitcher of the Yankees. Also, all celebrating a birthday today.
Wow.
There you go.
All right.
Along with Lorenz Tate and the first person I ever saw, and I would imagine you ever saw too, the first black ventriloquist. Remember who that was that showed up on TV?
Willie Tyler and Lester.
Willie Tyler's birthday today.
Man.
So there you go.
All right.
We got a guest on here. We got family on here, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We got some youngins on here.
I just saw her yesterday.
You did?
Oh, man.
They're still working on it. They're still working on it.
Okay.
What's up with Terrell? You supposed to have been up since 2 hours ago.
She is, we're looking forward to
it. We're going to talk to
Selah. Yeah.
Hopefully we're going to get to Selah and talk to her and those quarter-sized dimples of hers. But Selah was the first of our They Got Next participants. Which, by the way, is a feature that we're going to bring back here in a few weeks. This is where we give 13-year-olds and under an opportunity to come up here with their own sports report. 1 minute sports report. And it could be about anything you want. It doesn't have to be about Braves or Falcons or Hawks or whatever. Atlanta United.
It could be
your little, soccer team.
Yeah, your soccer team or your
volleyball.
Or the team that your sibling plays on or something.
Exactly. My little brother's basketball team scored. Hey, that was fun.
Oh, yeah. We can be into that.
I had mentioned this to Bo Johnson. His girls, along with Juice, are getting ready to start another season, I guess.
Softball.
So.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, so again, we're working on Selah Thomas here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. And I hate to go through insignificant stuff here, so I'm going to put this off to the side and sort of piggyback on the two segments that we just finished. And we wanted to do our part. We didn't want to labor this, but we haven't been on all week long. Want to take the time and let the folks out there in Barrow County, Winder, know specifically that we're thinking about you up here. And you reached out to me immediately after this tragedy happened. And there's a funny thing, too, is Tracy actually mentioned, she says, Sam probably knows the athletic director, some folks out there, because you know everybody. you got that interview for us, and you had spent some time with that Ralph Neely out there. So we appreciate that. Do we have Selah now? Well, we got to bring our little
I know that's
niece
right.
on here.
I know that's right.
Good morning, Selah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hear that voice.
Her and Noel, the way they say it, it's it's magical. Listen, I have to acquiesce to my partner here. Is your old man right there? Is daddy sitting there right with you, Sayla?
He sure is.
Okay. Well, tell him we'll talk to him when they tip off the NBA season. We're going to keep talking to you.
Okay.
Anyway, Sam, where did you see her at, and what was going on? Because this is something different than she normally does.
Well, you know what? I won't say different because she covers it all.
Well, last time I saw her was a picture of her talking to the top woman's college basketball player right now.
Right.
She was
right.
Talking to Paige. Was it Buckle? Yeah. I always say her name.
I always say Paige Buckets.
Beckers.
Thank you.
I just call her Paige Buckets.
What was
but
up
I didn't
with,
know she was in town.
Yeah. What was up with that?
Yeah. What was she doing in town?
So. There's a league called Overtime Select. It's the women's basketball league down in Atlantic Station.
Mm-hmm.
And they had kind of like an all-star game, all-star weekend kind of type vibe. But they had a 5-on-5 match for like the top women in the country in high school. Mm-hmm. Come and they play each other. And the coaches was Paige Beckers and Flaje Johnson. So Paige Beckers' team won, and I was able to speak to her about the win. And how it was being able to be in community with the girls.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know, hey.
Now, I also, Sam, have to say that I thought, knowing that Sayla was going to be on with us this morning, again, this is Sayla Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You might remember her daddy. He comes on here and talks NBA and stuff, but he's a Philly fan.
They're going to camp soon.
They are? NBA, well, we'll talk NBA to him then, but we got what's next. Talking to us now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we don't need him right now. But you know,
she thinks that's
because he's looking at her funny. That's right. I thought of you this morning, though, when the news came down, not good news, but the news came down that Angel Reese's season is over with. She injured her wrist, and so she's going to shut it down for the rest of the season. And I know, you know, the two big rookies that were mentioned coming into this WNBA season, you were an Angel fan. So I'm going to give you a second to talk about her season and your thoughts on her, well, her rookie season.
Honestly, I think Angel had a great rookie season. She broke multiple records. I believe she has the fifth most rebounds in her rookie season. And I was really excited. I thought she was going to break that record. But this is still really good. I think that she's a really high contender for Rookie of the Year. And she's worked really hard. And even, like, the Chicago Sky, as they progress through the year, shows the type of player Angel is in a way. Because you can see the way that Angel ropes the team in and the team chemistry that, like, lies under Angel and the Sky. When she has, like, personal relationships with people like Kennedy Carter or Isabella Harrison and, like, things like that and how it shows on the court. But I think overall she had a really good rookie season. I'm very sad that it's come to an end earlier than expected, but it still was a great way. She went out in a great way.
Yeah, yeah. Listen. She's a book. We always spending time with Sayla Thomas, and she just wraps it all up very well. But you know, we've got her work doing some things with us here, and you know, Friday night I was just really excited that she would be our first Cub reporter for the Scoreboard Show, and he was out at Westlake.
Has she ever heard that term before?
She probably didn't.
Sayla, have you ever heard that term before, a Cub reporter?
Yeah.
You had heard. No, don't be nice to Sam, you know, because he pulled that out from
no,
the like
I've
the
heard
seven.
It before.
You have heard it? Okay. I didn't think anybody still used
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But okay.
But that was it. And she did a great job. They got the win.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a great experience. I don't know. You got a chance to be everywhere at that. She was, you know, the sideline. She did go to the concession stand. They didn't have the fish sandwich.
Well, you got luckily. Don't let them corrupt you with food, Sayla, because they'll do this all day long. They will ask you what's on the menu. They'll have you running, getting stuff because you're a rookie, you know. So they'll make you go get the food and bring it back. Don't let them, because see, you saved him on Friday night, and it was like a diamond in the rough because he, you know, he was a little shorthanded, and then you came and did your thing, and then he's been walking around like a Cheshire cat with a grin on his face since Friday night.
Oh,
well, I'm glad I could help.
It's just great things, great things. But, of course, we're getting ready to bring They've Got Next back, and you were the very first one. If someone's listening, especially someone who knows someone who is 13 and under, how would you describe They've Got Next and what you've had a chance to do, you know, with us here in the mornings?
I say They've Got Next might be the future of, like, young journalism, because it gives young journalists who really want to get on the map and really want to create some type of spotlight towards their work an opportunity to do so. They've Got Next helped me get a lot of opportunities recently, and it also was a great way for me to expand my experience. So I tell people, oh, I've been on the radio. I did They've Got Next for 92.9 The Game. And people are like, seriously? And I feel like that's just so cool as a young journalist to be able to do big things like this. So honestly, I would like to thank y'all, and I would like to tell other kids to get on this while they have the chance, because this is the future.
Look at this.
We gonna save that. Can we save that?
We just did.
Okay.
We just did, and we just hope that one of these universities don't steal this and make it a college course the way she put it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just it. And not only that, I'm thinking of the other venues. Okay, so she started with basketball, and she continues to cover that. She did high school football with you. This is a race weekend. I wish I could give her
a
photographer and a microphone and send her out to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
And
we're going to do that. Next year we're going to, you know.
Brandon Hutchinson would love to meet her.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to find a way to get you down to the races and let you check that out, Sayla. I think you would, it'll be a different type of experience, but I think you would totally enjoy it.
All right, Sayla. Now, listen, we haven't tapped into this, but this is, you know, Falcons home opener today. NFL season is up and running. I don't know how much pro football you watch.
But she hung out with Terrell, with A.J. Terrell.
Well, she did.
I just happened to be at that,
yep,
and she popped up, and she showed up at that too.
All right, the floor is yours. I know you didn't plan on doing this, but give us your thoughts as the Falcons get ready to start this season against the Steelers. Do a little report for us.
I'm excited to see the Falcons start their season this year. They have a home opener against the Steelers. Like just mentioned, I was able to talk to AJ Terrell during the off season about how it's been with having Raheem Morris as a new head coach and having a new offensive coordinator, and like the changes that have been made for the team, for the players, things like that. And he said that they're looking really good this season, and he's excited to showcase what they bring during the season. He also has become the second highest paid cornerback, which says a lot about his game. So I'm excited to see him played this season. But I think the Falcons will be a good team this year. I think it's something to look out for.
Yeah, you watch. See?
Sayla, would you do us a favor? would you hand the phone to your daddy for a minute? Just for a minute. And then
sure.
We'll make him give it back to you.
Okay.
All right.
Pops.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, man. Let me just tell you something. I want to congratulate you and Sayla's mother, your wife, on what you have done raising this young woman.
Yeah.
And you continue to do. Okay?
Yeah.
That's all I want to say to you. You can give her back the phone.
Thank you. Hold on.
All right. Well, thanks for letting us chat with him for a minute. Like I said,
we got plenty of time to talk to him.
Yeah, the NBA goes to camp in a few days. We'll start checking in with him then. But we appreciate the time with you this morning.
Well, what's up next with her? Sayla, what are you following next?
Yeah,
so when
next
we get a chance
thing?
To talk to you, what will you come back and fill us in on next? What sport? Where are you at?
Well, the WNBA season is starting to come to an end. So finals, the race to the postseason, who's going to get it, who's not. There's one more team that can get it. So the race to the finals for the WNBA, baseball is heading into their postseason soon. We're headed to October. And basketball season will be starting up soon. Football season has just started up. So really a little bit of everything. I'm excited for college basketball season. That'll be starting up soon. We got all of our fall sports up and running.
Okay, Sayla, I tell you what, we got to go here real quick here, but I want to put something on your radar because I don't want you to step on any toes. We don't have anybody in your age range that's giving us updates on the Braves. Do you follow what's going on with them?
Yes, I do follow what's going on with the
Braves.
Okay,
so I tell you what, if you can give us, as we approach the playoffs, some baseball updates, because, see, you know, we got Noelle, and she follows WNBA, and I don't want you guys being redundant and going over the same stuff. So I want to give you a clear path to something that you haven't done with us before. And then, of course, when basketball starts, we'll bring you back for that. But do you think moving forward, when we talk to you again, you can give us your thoughts on the Major League Baseball playoffs and the Braves?
Absolutely. I can keep y'all posted as the Braves go into the wild card race.
There you go. Oh! I don't know how to end this. This is like a dismount. You got to nail perfect. Jesus. Sailor, you've been wonderful as always. Hey, say hi to Mello for us and that dude next to you, you know, Pops. And have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. You guys, too.
All right. There you go. Sailor Thomas. She is what's next, Sam. Hey, that's about the best way to put it. We're going to have a combination of Noelle's World and a Cassie call because there's money flying through the air. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Falcons home opening Sunday morning.
Melody, we'll play on and on. With the best of them, you are beautiful.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's a Sunday morning, September the 8th. And it is a race weekend. Everybody's heading out, if not already there, tailgating at Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quaker State 400. Sam,
Michael McDowell's on the pole. Ryan Blaney's outside of row one. Of course, we're going to check in next hour with Dustin Long from NBC Sports. Get us all set for the race.
Now, you cut off. I didn't finish the thing there. I got to get the title all in there. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart.
Available at Walmart.
See, the Brandon Hutchinson screaming at the radio when you jumped in on me there. He said, "Nah, let Greg get the rest of that out." So. And again, just take notice of what has happened in this city this week. It's not one of those huge ones, but it's still a pretty big weekend of events, sporting events in this city where people have to navigate their way around. That's not counting all the other little festivals and things like that going on.
Oh, man.
You know, here and there around the city. So, again, you got that going on. You have the Falcons home opener. And people...
People have been anticipating
this. I mean, really.
They've been anticipating this. They've been waiting for it. I was over by Mercedes-Benz Stadium this week to get like Molly B's is on, when you walk right in for his concourse, there's a second level of it now.
Yeah.
And the chef, it was pairing food for us to sample and taste, and it was quite nice what they're going to have. So it's a new, just something new at the facility.
And shout out to the boys over at Off the Hook are listening to us.
Are they?
Carl's on the road there. And I was in there this week, and they all came up and gave me a hug because they told me, because I hadn't been in there in a minute, that you passed on the news about my family. Mm-hmm. So they are, and Maurice went over, and he said, "And I'm going to call y'all tomorrow," because he's been saying that for what?
Yeah, two
years?
That, but yeah, for longer than that, man.
So shout out Carl, Jay, Big Joe, and Maurice and all of them over at Off the Hook. All right, Noelle, we're going to do kind of a combination, Noelle's World and Casting Call, because we have just another hour and 15 minutes left. This is what happens on opening day. So we're going to turn things over to Joe Patrick and John Fricke coming up at 9 o'clock. So we're jamming a lot of stuff in here during this time. And want to remind you that not only are Joe and John going to be at Smooth Lot from 9 to 11, Rob Tribble is going to be at Cigna by Hilton.
You don't want to miss that.
Yeah, Mr. Tribble's going to be out there.
Rob Tribble, man. You know, hey, get ready.
6 to 7:30.
Oh, my goodness. My fellow West Georgia alum.
Oh, that's right. He did, huh?
Yeah, now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, now, we heard Sayla's good morning, but this is the gold standard right here. Sayla will grow into having this.
Good morning.
See, you know what I mean?
And can I put a business out there for a minute, just real quick? As we came in here, you look like you're ready to do something official with your, you know, 92.9 The Game shirt on, and you know, going here and covering something. And Noelle looks like she's ready to be out there tailgating with all the folks at the Falcons game for the home opener. But she looks like we have the Olympics here, and they get ready to start the breakdancing competition.
Yep.
Am I lying?
Yep.
She looks like she would be representing Atlanta
ready.
In the breakdancing competition, were it be an Olympic event again. But now they pulled it, so it won't even be here in L.A.
No.
Nah, yeah, L.A. decided to go with flag football. But, yes, I got my two legit to quit hammer pants on. Hammer. And it is appropriate because it is game day.
Yes, it is.
We used to have a guy on this show, Noel, who used to say that a lot, and it was beautiful. for whatever reason, he got muffled or something. But that was something. Maybe you can take it up and over. The audience look forward to it all the time. Go ahead.
Yes, it is game day, and that has all my attention and excitement for the day. It is probably powering all the energy that I have for today. I am ready to take on whichever one of these quarterbacks suit up to start. I need linebackers ready to fill assignments, to be disciplined, and, you know, put some people on the ground. Wrap some people up, put them on the ground.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we need. That's what we need.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she started with that.
Wow. Yeah.
Because of the big news that happened that came down overnight about a girl, and we had Selah talk about it. And so I don't know, maybe you had that ready to go, but we heard.
But we in Atlanta.
I mean, no. And we're going to take an Atlanta spin on that.
Yeah,
we're going to take an Atlanta spin. Because, see, Selah touched on it. And that's why I love when Selah comes on, because Selah has a more of a broad national sense of sports.
Yeah.
And I love that. You need that. You need to know what's going on in all the other corners of the world.
But you,
I'm going to take care of the hometown.
Comes in like a pin.
So, as much as I want to see Angel Reese finish this season and to see what a complete rookie season for Angel Reese would look like, I really want to see what that rebound total could be with all games played. However, comma... Selah mentioned something.
Yeah.
Selah mentioned something about one more playoff spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Heading into these playoffs, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier this week, Monday, it's been a long week, Monday, I believe I said something about the sky falling in Chicago,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, you did. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to take an Atlanta spin on it. Angel, I'm going to miss you, baby girl, but this is what I need. That plus the overtime game we had on Friday night, I need a combination of those two things to get the Dream into the eighth spot. I am all about the hometown. I am all about hometown WNBA. And I need Howard and Charles to have something for me, to have something for the city. But I know they do. Howard and Charles.
Yeah.
All right. Now, are you want them just to get in to get in, or do you think that once they get in, they could make some noise?
We got to make steps.
Not I got to.
Steps.
I'm saying, do you think... Okay, so just making it. Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
See, I got to this party late, so I'm asking. Hey, can I go upstairs? I don't know.
Now, without the injuries, you know, if you weren't short of Cheyenne Parker Tyus, if you wasn't short Ariel Powers, who I believe have both won WNBA championships before, I would maybe have a different answer or perspective for that question. But with this roster having the amount of turnover it had coming into this year, and with their lack of cohesion due to all the injuries and the injuries still persisting, them getting in and winning some games would make me happy. I would see it as a stepping stone forward. So all that energy we saw out of Tina and them special Anthony Edwards shoes that I can't get my hands on yet, I need all that energy for the rest of the season.
Okay.
We'll see. And they got a big assignment today, right?
Ooh. Threes will be dropping between Caitlin Clark and the person's rookie three-point record she broke, Ryan Howard. The threes will be falling today in Indiana at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
4 o'clock. I know that conflicts with the game of the week. Get your clicker ready. Make it work. 4 o'clock.
You know, you don't really talk that much about – I asked Selah to do this, but you don't talk that much or have any opinions one way or another about the Braves that much, do you?
Oh, I have so
But you, close. I mean, we don't hear them that much, I guess what I'm saying.
No, not really. And I think because I take the approach of I see Philly fans, y'all can come at me next week. I see Philly fans and what they are known to be for my entire lifespan. And I just don't want to be that angry, ornery fan. So I'm still kind of in the haze of 2021. It hasn't quite worn off for me yet.
So you got some, like, Tommy Chong residue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it hasn't quite worn off for me yet. You know, I don't know if you remember, but after the Philly Super Bowl, like, you know, 6 weeks into the next season, it was already doom and gloom and throwing snowballs at Santa Claus. I don't want to be that. You know, we're not quite there yet. There was some injuries. I'm going to hang the injury bug on it. It's extremely – this season is what made last season so disappointing, right? Because we felt like we didn't capitalize on something that was right there.
I was talking about the sleepy bets.
And you're not always guaranteed to turn around and have another stellar season. And that's what we are. We're in the adversity part of it. You know, you got to take the good with the bad. So I'm going to keep polishing my 2021 ring as I watch them drop games and see if we can get in the postseason.
Okay. Did you watch Thursday night's game?
Of course.
That, in Kansas City and all of that. Did you hear the controversy that came out of that game, or at least it started the next day?
No, what was the controversy?
Ooh, this, I mean, I'm not the one reporting it. There are other people's reporting it. I've heard it multiple places, and they think it may be a thing. And I went, oh, okay, this is something different, because we spent all of last year wondering if truly Taylor and Travis were a thing, or were they doing it for publicity? Was she doing it to be with him to, you know, to pump up her tour that was getting raised? All that stuff was thrown out there, right? Nobody saw her being there the next season.
Like, oh, I did.
You did. You thought it was long term.
Yeah. Well, from the jump. From jump. Long term.
Okay.
But
you saw from the first.
I figured she would. Yeah. Be here at the beginning of the season. You know. She, because it's not. And this is my own opinion. I feel like she got a taste of that NFL life last season.
Mm-hmm.
Because this isn't somebody that had, you know, NFL experience or cared about the NFL before the introduction of Travis Kelce in her life. So you got Travis Kelce and this new NFL interest, this new NFL lifestyle that you're in. And I think that's part of it, too. I think she kind of likes the atmosphere and the pomp and circumstance.
Well, also being with somebody who's as famous as her, and if he's maybe not, he thinks he is, at
right.
least in his world.
Well, in my opinion, that's what all of this was from his point of view anyway, was I'm going to go get with the richest girl I can get with, and that'll give me that one thing over my quarterback, to be more famous than my quarterback.
Okay, I ain't going there. I'm not going to say that.
My take on it is I always felt like a PR person and someone with the NFL said, wish we had thought of this sooner.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought it was along those lines.
I feel like Travis was his own PR person.
But however it played out, it played out. My thing about her being here this season, I didn't think that in the first few games. Now, as the season played out and you saw she was there going to be with him and they did other stuff, all right, well, maybe this will work. But initially, no, I didn't think that. But here's what happened the other night. Did you see the game? And they showed her just a few times,
mm-hmm.
right?
And she was, you're talking about Brittany wasn't not being in the booth?
I didn't hear that till the next day, and then people started talking about this, Sam. She wasn't sitting with, you know, the girls weren't all hanging out like they did every game last year.
Yeah.
She was with Travis's family.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But there wasn't no Brittany Mahomes. And the speculation is moving forward, they may not be, because Brittany's made it very clear that she wants to make America great again. We'll leave it at that.
No.
And whatever Taylor does having to do with anything in that world,
yeah.
will move the needle because of the millions that follow her.
Yeah.
And so they're being very careful about what she's doing. Anyway, that came out of that. Let me just tell you something. If you guys go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, you're going to see the new list. There is money out there. It's slow as you know what. And I'm just going to be honest with you. One of the first casualties of a slow industry like this are the extras, the background. All right. Now, there are those who speculate, well, they're just going to put it in with AI right now. That's not the case. And you just can't do that like that. But instead of trying to figure out when it is going to get busier, it is kind of busy right now. There's two needs for babies this week. I haven't had a need for babies in a while. I got a need a baby Charlotte, which is a biracial female, 6 to 9 months old. And they have a baby Meg, Caucasian female, range 6 months to 2 years old. That's under Hilton Casting for a project called His and Hers over on Netflix. That same project is also building its database with pretty much everybody. Men, women, kids. For a number of scenes. So, again, you'll see this all under Hilton Casting. Destination Casting is doing the true crime stories again. There are featured roles. So instead of doing pinpoints, I'm just going to drive you to the website because they're filling up episodes 8:18 and 8:19, two episodes. So you get a chance to fill up some of those roles. And, again, they're all feature roles. And, by the way, I'm going to get off of this for a minute. Did you guys see the news report? What was the event that was going on? Was it Thursday or Friday where all the sports executives here in town were gathered downtown? I think it was Friday. I think it was
Thursday.
Thursday, yeah, because I came up here Friday. So Thursday night, the Channel 2 news report, sports report, Allison is her name,
mm-hmm.
and she's there. And she's talking about all these executives that were there. And the camera wasn't locked on. You know, it showed the mayor for a minute. But that, yeah, she had a little Derek Schiller, but it was focused the entire time on Mike Conti. He was a feature in that story. I said, if that was a movie, you would have got paid more because you were a feature. He goes, I know the guy was right in front of me the whole time.
Yeah.
So I want to give Mike a shout out there. He was on there. And Cassie Taylor-Made doing Found in its second season. I mean, Sam, they need everything from bus drivers to forensic tests, joggers, inmates, park goers. A number of needs. They're also doing one where they need a neighbor, sort of a neighbor of the main actor on the show. So all of these are listed. And then, of course, I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera. Kind of jamming things in here today. We only have an hour left here. So, again, you got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. You can reach out to me. And you can see the list on X at GetCast with Greg. There you go. Noel, did we get it all? We got it all. All right, here's the deal. We're going to have a conga line of guests coming showing up here in this 8 o'clock hour. Going to talk to Miles Garrett next, talk about these Bulldogs, maybe get a little Falcons talk out of them. And it's a race weekend out at Atlanta Motor Speedway, the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. We're going to talk to Dustin Long from NBC. He's going to be joining us. It is Sam and Greg. It's a Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of yours. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.